Earth and Sky.
We undertook a study over the last 2 years to try to measure what's happening to maternal mortality in pretty much every country around the world since 1980. And the sort of main finding from that study is that the number of maternal deaths is actually going down, where previously we had thought it'd been constant for the last 30 years. So it's good news in the sense that there's some progress, but bad news that there's still about 340,000 maternal deaths in the world in 2008.
You're listening to Christopher Murray, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Murray is principal author of an April 2010 study showing that around the world, fewer women are dying from complications of pregnancy and childbirth. Earth Sky's Hillary Anderson spoke with Dr. Murray.
What are the general trends keeping more women alive during childbirth today than, say, 20 years ago?
Well, there's a number of key drivers of the level of maternal mortality around the world. First is actually fertility rates. And fertility rates are a really important correlate of maternal mortality. And as we know, fertility is going down pretty much everywhere in the world, and that's been an important contribution. Another as important factor is that the level of education of mothers relates to how likely they are to die during childbirth. And maternal education has been going up, even in the poorest countries in the world, quite steadily over the last 30 years. A third factor is just rising levels of income, and that affects maternal mortality through numerous mechanisms, including, for example, access to care.
So in which areas of the world has the most progress been made in decreasing maternal mortality rates? Any special reason for this?
Some countries have had spectacular progress. Countries like Egypt, countries like Bolivia have had big declines. Other places like Chile and Brazil also large reductions. Even India, although it's not as big a reduction, has had a pretty steady drop in maternal mortality. In contrast, the rates of decline in most parts of sub-Saharan Africa have been either flat or actually going up because of the HIV epidemic. And that increase is particularly remarkable in Eastern Africa and Southern Africa.
So the United Nations set a goal of reducing three-quarters of women dying in childbirth globally and achieving universal access to reproductive health by 2015. Do you think we'll reach these goals?
No, we won't. A few countries are on track to achieve that target. And I think the way to think about that target is that a 75% reduction is a very fast rate of decline. It's about 5.5% reduction per year over that time period. It's a very ambitious target. And in fact, only 20 or so countries are going to actually achieve that target. But I think what's important to recognize is that there's a lot of other countries that won't achieve that target but have been making quite sustained progress.
So what do you think is a more feasible or reasonable goal that we could possibly attain globally?
Well, I think it speaks to how do we set these targets, these big targets for development for countries. Are we shooting to accelerate countries up to be, let's say, in the top 10% of what's been achieved, or the top 30%, or the top 50%? And if you look at the different Millennium Development Goal targets, the goal for child mortality is a much less ambitious target in terms of, you know, what it means in terms of raising performance. So for maternal mortality, I think a target that's more consistent with the child mortality and other MDG targets would be something like a 3% decline per year. But, you know, part of targets is these are aspirational goals meant to motivate countries, donors, and governments to take on important problems. And so in that sense, you know, setting high ambitions is not such a bad thing as long as we recognize they're very difficult to achieve.
So what do you see as the most important research going on in studying the rate of women dying in childbirth globally?
Well, I think the most important research is the people who are out actually studying what interventions work in low-income and lower-middle-income countries to accelerate progress on maternal mortality. The sort of work that we do documents what's happening, and that's useful. But I think it's more important to actually be out there trying to test new intervention strategies that can work in remote rural areas, in low resource settings, to actually reduce the maternal mortality death rate. And there's a number of clinical trials and other studies that are actually doing that and hopefully will help us accelerate progress in different parts of the world.
So what is the most important thing you want people to know about the rate of women dying in childbirth around the world here at the beginning of the 21st century?
Well, I think too many women are dying in childbirth. 340,000 deaths from something that is almost entirely preventable is just too many. So we need to have accelerated attention and funding for maternal health programs, particularly sub-Saharan Africa, where maternal mortality is still actually a growing problem.
So what could sub-Saharan African countries do to potentially work towards those intervention goals?
Well, I think one big issue, as we can see in the analysis, is that one in five maternal deaths in the world, and certainly a much larger fraction in sub-Saharan Africa, are actually related to HIV. So one of the sort of underappreciated connections to make for maternal health programs is to relate HIV care, both in terms of prevention, in terms of reproductive health services, antiretrovirals for pregnant women more directly. And then the second main axis is to improve access of women to appropriate antenatal care and also emergency obstetrical services to deal with some of the big causes of maternal death, like postpartum hemorrhage.
Can you explain that a little bit more in maybe layperson terms?
Sure. You know, when you look at what women actually die from during pregnancy, some of the more important things are unstoppable bleeding after delivery. And that's probably, other than HIV, the other major cause of maternal mortality. And there are both blood transfusions as well as drug interventions that can be used to tackle postpartum bleeding after delivery. And giving access to those interventions is an important component of reducing maternal mortality.
You've been listening to Christopher Murray, who is a physician and director of the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.